St. John Missionary Baptist Church, the church that integrates faith with living. Now here's Pastor Taylor with Don't Count Me Out.
First Samuel chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. Right, I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. The Lord said to Samuel, "How long will you grieve over Saul, since I have rejected him from being king over Israel? I will send you to Jesse the Bethlehemite, for I have provided, or I have seen for myself, a king among his sons. Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." What I want to say this morning to you is that what man will throw away and disregard as trash, God will designate as treasure. Although men have not factored you in, you have not been forgotten by God. God is looking for somebody who has more for their intimacy with him than their image before people. He said, "You give me the intimacy, and I'll turn around and give you the right image. You a reflection of himself." We see the provision of his appointment. We see the priority of his appointment. We see also the power in his appointment. What makes the difference in David's life? Verse 13, "Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brothers, and the Spirit of the Lord broke in upon him, and from that day forward." When the oil came down and all that, that was an outward expression that God had put the authority on David. But anointing is not just authority, but it's also ability. See, you can have the position all you want to, but if you ain't got no power, you ain't hear what I'm trying to tell you. So God didn't just give him a position, but he gave him power behind the position, and the power behind it was the Spirit of the Lord. The greatest preacher who ever lived is the Holy Spirit. Because even when Jesus came down, every sermon that he preached, every lesson that he taught, when it was effective, guess who Jesus depended on? Jesus depended upon the Holy Spirit to accomplish his. I wish I had a witness in here. So the greatest preacher is the Holy Spirit. And here's the good news. The same Spirit that worked with Jesus is the same Spirit that's available to you. And you ain't got to feel nobody's shoes. God didn't bring me here to feel nobody's shoes. And he ain't got you where you are to feel nobody's shoes. It ain't about the shoes I feel. It's about the Spirit that feels me. And as long as I got the Spirit of God working in my life, I wish I had a witness here. And I don't care where you come from. And I don't care where you been. If God's hand is on your life, you got more than enough to accomplish your purpose. Do I have a witness here? I saw yesterday Fox News put out the worst cities in the country that you can live in. They named Cleveland. They named Detroit. They named St. Louis. They named Memphis. And they named Flint. Y'all help me here.
because I'm about to shout, but I looked on the list and everybody started fussing. All my friends began to fuss, talking about you can't listen to Fox News. They ain't got their facts right. I said, brothers and sisters, y'all missing the point, because as I look at this list, tears are about to roll down my eyes, because I lived in three of those cities. I was born in St. Louis. I was raised in Memphis, Tennessee, and God called me to preach in Flint, Michigan, and everything that I'm doing now and everywhere I'm serving now is because God met me in St. Louis. God met me in Memphis, Tennessee, and God met me in Flint. What I'm trying to tell you is I don't care where you come from, and I don't care what your location is. The question is not where you come from, but the Holy Spirit who will meet you right where you are, who turns no place into some place, who turns nobody's into somebody's. Look at somebody and say, neighbor, don't count me out.